USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times by an ominous, gutless coward.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Billings, Montana, addressing the anonymous source used in an op-ed in the New York Times. The president calling on the newspaper to out who this person is. The writer at the Times claims the information coming from a high-ranking staffer in the administration. President Trump going on to tell the crowd in Montana, the deep state threatening our country.
Unelected deep state operatives who defy the voters to push their own secret agendas are truly a threat to democracy itself.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
The White House announcing the president will visit the crash scene and memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania this 9/11. Tuesday marks 17 years since radical Islamic terrorists hijacked airplanes and flew them into the Twin Towers in New York City and the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. More than 3,000 people killed, many still sick, and some passing away from the toxins they inhaled that day. Actor Burt Reynolds has died. He was 82 years old. The cause of death, cardiac arrest at a hospital in Florida. He was a star, Reynolds' breakout role in the 70s in the movie Deliverance.
We can get out of this thing without any questions asked. We get connected up with that body and the law. This thing's going to be hanging over us the rest of our lives.
Reynolds also in Smokey and the Bandit, and he was nominated for an Oscar for his role in Boogie Nights back in 1997. Taking a look now at your money, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up almost 21 points to close at 25,995. The NASDAQ down less than a point. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Alex Jones in the news as he crashes a news conference on Capitol Hill where Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio speaking, and it's all caught on camera. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
TV cameras rolling outside a Capitol Hill social media hearing on Wednesday when Alex Jones crashed Marco Rubio's news conference. The InfoWars founder patting Rubio on the shoulder and calling him little frat boy. The senator's response?
I'm asking you not to touch me.
Sure, I'll just pat you nicely.
I know, but I don't want to be. I don't know you, man. I don't know who you are.
It's not just
you're not
going to
get arrested,
amendment.
Man. You're not going to get arrested. I'll take care of it myself.
Oh, he'll beat me up.
I didn't say that.
Recently, Facebook, Google, and Apple have taken steps to remove Jones from their platforms. He claims he's being censored. I'm Chris Barnes.
A tense situation as personnel from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, among emergency responders who board a quarantine plane after it lands at Kennedy Airport in New York. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
When Emirates Flight 203 landed following a 14-hour flight from Dubai, it was sequestered on the tarmac. 520 people were on board, and initially the CDC put out a statement saying as many as 100 people were sick. A total of 10 crew members and passengers were taken to Jamaica Hospital in Queens. 9 others showed symptoms, but they refused medical treatment. The rest were allowed to disembark and go on to their final destinations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.